Welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted Dawson Brewer Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Got some crazy stuff happening right now in Minnesota, and Trump is actually rattling Minnesota with a threat to deploy U.S. troops under the 1807 law as ICE violence ignites streets. Now, the crazy part about this is it's not getting any better in Minnesota. It's getting worse. Donald Trump has threatened to invoke the Insurrection Act to deploy U.S. military forces in Minnesota as protests escalate around federal immigration enforcement. The Insurrection Act gives the president the legal authority to deploy military forces on U.S. soil to quell civil disobedience. It was first invoked by President Thomas Jefferson in 1807 to deal with a plot to create a separate nation in the American West. It was used in earnest as late as 1863 in the Gangs of New York movie depicted it, in which the United States military, including the United States Navy, shelled New York City and the Five Points. Some people estimate there were tens of thousands of people killed. They say, a lot of people say that they don't know how many had been killed. And basically, the military had just chased, you know, the Union cavalry. The Confederate had won a big war south of there, and they were then redeployed 10,000 troops from the Army of the Potomac, who had just finished chasing Lee's army back to Virginia, arrived in New York, and they were furious. They were enraged to have defeated an army of secessionists, only to find a rebellion in their backyard. The soldiers were not delicate with rioters. They used rifles, artillery, cavalry, and naval bombardment. The army battered the mob back into the Five Points, killing, maiming, and wounding as it went. They did not provide quarter to any of the Americans. Although the naval bombardment depicted in the recent film Gangs of New York did not occur to the extent of this article, federal troops used artillery against the rioters. And here, I'm going to say something here. If you're having artillery dumped on you, you don't know where it came from. It could have easily come from a ship who never knew that.
Let me say something. If you're getting artillery, good morning, by the way, guys. Welcome to the show. If you're getting artillery dumped on you, things have escalated. And the reason why Trump is bringing this up here is that they're now saying that multiple federal vehicles were looted with their weapon systems. Essentially, their armaments they had. Most vehicles, most law enforcement usually carry a shotgun and or AR-15 in their vehicle locked up. They're usually cruiser ready, meaning they're loaded mags, loaded tubes, but there's nothing in the chamber. They're now saying allegedly multiple federal vehicles now have been looted of their arsenals. Now, here's the thing you got to ask yourself, the question, is this actually occurring and they're looting these cars and they're getting arsenals out of them? Or do you have another shadow group running weapons up to Minneapolis now to try to start a chaos?
There we go.
You know, kind of like ATF got busted doing with Fast and Furious. And 2,500 machine guns and 50 caliber weapons got dropped on Mexican drug cartel via straw purchases that ATF conveniently lost.
You know, now the media...
Just asking a question.
Yeah, now the media is coming out and saying that the man who shot the woman three times in the face was seriously injured by her car. I don't believe that at all. I was on a podcast this morning with a good friend of mine, and he brought that up to me, and I said, I don't believe that. I believe that's complete obfuscation. They're trying to justify his actions of shooting an unarmed civilian in the face.
Well, we got another one. Another guy got shot. This one's more justified. They said
both of them got to the hospital now.
This guy basically, he was
Venezuelan.
Resting illegal. The two other guys came out of a house while he was arresting this guy. They started beating the ICE officer with a snow shovel. And then he got up. The other guy got up, started beating him. So the ICE agent 3-on-1. And he used lethal force to shot the guy in the leg. Didn't kill him. Mm-hmm.
He showed restraint. If I'd have been now here, I'm going to say this very bluntly.
Snow shovel's pretty serious.
No, if I'd have been that ICE agent, I'd have shot all three of them in the face.
Yeah.
I'd have said, okay, this crap's going to stop. I'd have double tapped all three of them. I'm sure he was running a high level magazine.
I'm sure you had probably hydroshocks. One shot's going to blow that quad out.
Well, it doesn't make a difference. I'd have double tapped them all in the chest. I'd have killed all three of them. Would you really have done it? Yeah, I'm being beat with a show snubble. You know, I'm trying to do my job.
Well,
yeah,
there's definitely a little bit of difference between, you know, you got some angry, obnoxious Karen that bumps you with a car while she's being a paid
while she's
protester.
Trying to get away.
Well, yeah, yes and no. I mean, she'd been up there for the last 5 hours starting stuff.
I'm not saying she's a good person.
But 3-on-1 with a snow shovel, that's a completely different level of violence.
Well, no, you know, it's so funny. You know, we had one of our listeners here last year wrote me a letter, and I told you guys about it. I read it to you. And she had been a lesbian. She'd left that lifestyle. And she said, every time I talk about the Butch Dyke lesbian, she laughs because she says, even lesbians don't like Butch Dyke lesbians. No. I'm having to bring a little bit of levity to this, but the crazy part about it is, so that's what she said, but it doesn't give somebody the right to shoot her in the face three times. And now, he was seriously injured and hospitalized, internal damages. No, he wasn't. I don't believe any of that. He was walking around with a camera afterwards. No, I don't buy it. If you're seriously injured in a car accident, somebody runs over you, you're not going to get up and walk around with a camera and talk to people, do interviews.
You're in the hospital.
You're in the hospital.
You blow your ACL out or blow your knee out.
Yeah, and plus, she had her wheels turned all the way right, trying to get away. Because what she had done, she had provoked somebody to the point of lethal.
Well, they've been dealing with her all week, too. She was not new there. Everybody knew her there.
You remember when
5 hours away.
You remember when that Butch Dyke lesbian chased us all over Epcot because we were laughing on a ride.
I remember like it was yesterday.
No, like I remember.
And they got law enforcement involved and then told them that I assaulted her.
It wasn't true.
I basically shoved her. And I said, well, why don't you pull the camera footage up? Because I never put hands on her. I never put my hands on her. I was actually trying to leave with my siblings, and she jumped out in front of me. And when I mean jumped out in front of me, I mean jumped out in front of me and tried to stop me from walking. And I was 22 at the time. I just walked through her, which you can legally do. Nobody has the right to impede you from traveling freely unmolested on your way. If somebody's walking down the street, you're walking, minding your business, and somebody decides they're going to jump out in front of you and stop you, and you walk through them, and you just keep walking, they fall out of the way. You don't touch them. You just walk through them. They can't charge you with battery because that was them attempting to interfere with your ability to travel freely. Well, of course, she got Orange County Sheriff's Department involved immediately and said I had pushed her. And I said,
no, that you'd hit her.
I'd hit her. And I said, oh, that's fantastic. I'm glad she's lying. I said, well, you do me a favor. I was at the bottom of an escalator. And I said, law enforcement, I said, go ahead and pull the footage back. I said, it's Disney World. I know there's escalator camera footage everywhere. There's no way on God's green earth Disney doesn't have a camera facing the bottom of an escalator because of lawsuits, because of stupid stuff. People, oh, I tripped on the escalator because there was a banana peel on it. Mm-hmm. All right, roll the camera back. You see, they got to the end of the escalator and they threw themselves on the floor. But no, when you start dealing with some of these people, they're just obnoxious.
She basically came up to us after we had been on that ride soaring at Epcot and told us that she was going to have us all ejected out of the park because we were laughing on the ride.
We were being loud. It was a ride.
It was a theme park. We're supposed to laugh. But she had deemed it so that we couldn't do it. Well, if this...
That's right. It is kind of with that. You get some of these people, they deem it so. I said it. They have to do it. You're like, who are you?
Yeah.
Who are you?
Well, it's the Butch Dyke lesbians. They're the ones who primarily do that.
And she was, too.
No, I mean hardcore.
She was. I mean, it was obvious.
No. And the crazy part about it is, and I'm not picking on... Well, yeah, I am, actually. I actually am picking on Butch Dyke lesbians. I'm going to tell like I'm not. I am. Well, the reason... I mean, I remember one time we were at Whole Foods in Orlando.
Yeah.
No, in Tampa. And Sharon and I parked in a spot, and she opened the door to get ready to get out. And Sharon loved the piddle when she got out of the truck. And there were many spots around us. And some Butch Dyke lesbian got behind the car and started blowing the horn because Sharon had her car door open, her truck door open. And then she gets out and starts cussing at Sharon. I mean, just filthy language. I mean, the girl's all covered in these disgusting, nasty-looking tattoos and all this other stuff, and just screaming and yelling with her cohort lesbian buddy who didn't say anything.
Purple-green hair.
Oh, yeah. And finally, I explained to her in a way that probably wasn't very nice that she needs to shut up, leave my wife alone, and quit threatening to assault her. It was awful. And I thought to myself, this is nuts.
I mean, it's the same subgroup. And I hate trying to be, hate stereotyping it, but it's very true. I dealt with the same thing with Montana.
Oh, yeah.
These two women came in.
Butch Dykes.
Same thing. And they parked their truck in the middle of the road of this campground.
And blocked us.
Mind you, we just pulled the motorhome. There's like eight parking spots in front of this check-in place. This check-in was like a federal park. You pull it. Well, they couldn't park in a spot.
They parked in front of us.
They parked right in front of the motorhome, right in the middle of the road, turn their car off, get out, leave it unattended. And we're like, we're sitting there. We get back in the motorhome. We're like, what is this?
We waited about 20 minutes.
I'm sitting there walking around looking in the car. I'm like, well, maybe if there's keys, and I'll just start to move it.
And people parked behind us. We couldn't back up.
Yeah. The whole road was blocked because they decided to park right in front of the motorhome. They did it on purpose. They walked inside. So I walked inside and said, hey, is that your truck in there? And probably they were talking to the girl at the front desk who was also
Butch Dyke lesbian.
Same kind. Mm-hmm. And so I said, hey, can you guys move your truck real quick? They didn't respond to me. They looked at me. They like laughed and started talking again. And so I presented it in a way that was going to make them do it very quickly. I won't get into that. It was my younger years. And I was finally, what are you talking about? I said, you heard me. I'm not stuttering. This is what's going to happen now. You're going to move your car. So sure enough, they came out there And
they're angry.
They moved the car. Oh, they're mad. But I'm like, the thing about it is, you know, just don't be rude.
Okay, I'm gonna say something. I'm gonna use a bad word. If you're a butch-like lesbian, don't be a bitch.
God, dude.
Don't act like that. Don't
Can
demand.
We edit that, Todd?
don't demand that you're
demand everyone has to cater to you.
We're about to have the Insurrection Act in Minnesota. We're about to bring military troops in, and hopefully they don't have to start shelling Minneapolis. I mean, what the heck? Just stop it. Nobody likes what ICE is doing. Nobody. Conservatives don't like it. That liberals don't like it. Nobody likes it. But this is from the former administration of a guy who was totally senile, and they're using this entire mess to basically cause a civil war in the United States. Nobody wants this.
Well, you got to understand, and this is my opinion, this entire situation that's happening now has all been orchestrated for years, if not decades.
No, it has been.
They knew they were going to do this. They knew that they were going to bring in 20-plus million illegals over the Biden regime. They knew it. They knew they already had planned that they were going to basically federalize an enormous amount of civilians, which they've done now. They federalized civilians, made them ICE agents with very little training. They're going to do and have to start doing sweeping moves because, quite frankly, you do have to ask yourself the question, at what point in time do you start removing illegals that are violent offenders?
But we brought them in and we gave them Krispy Kreme donuts.
You just said it. That was under a different administration. It's the yin, the yang, the left, the right.
That's all it is.
They play it back and forth. Well, this administration did this, so we have to do this. They justify problem, action, solution. And now we're watching this massive swing of the pendulum. So now we're going in Minnesota and having all this nonsense. But then you go, well, how long do you allow them to keep going? How long do we keep giving millions, if not billions of dollars to Somalians to open up daycares that don't exist? How long do we keep allowing illegals to get federal subsidy and Social Security cards from 120-year-old dead individuals?
Doge tried to stop this. Elon Musk, I give
funny,
credit.
Funny how quick Doge came in and started putting everything
out
there.
Doge went out.
And Doge went right out. I mean, it was a bit. And I tell you guys this, and I remember to the day when we had the show last year, when Elon Musk came in on Twitter, and he said, or X, whatever it is now, and he said, I'm going to figure out how to audit Fort Knox. We got to figure out how much gold is in Fort Knox so we can actually justify our expenses.
Done.
A week later, all of a sudden, well, we're phasing Doge out. Then all of a sudden, Elon Musk walks into the White House with Trump for one of the last times. Right black eye, by the way, if you guys have ever seen that consistently. Red. Oh, I was doing jiu-jitsu with my three-year-old. He bumped me in the eye. Okay, I've got black eyes many times for fighting, but really?
Always have those black eyes.
Really? Really? And then suddenly, he's gone. That's a giant blowout.
That's one of the MK Ultra techniques, by the way, in which they do stuff to your eyes.
Well, it's a submission technique because it's basically to degrade you is what it is, to show you basically you walked into a door handle, so to speak.
Remember when Bernie Sanders had the black eye? He got all beat up.
Well, yeah, if you actually look up that, numerous celebrities and politicians have had that happen. They always have a photo taken when they have a black eye. Just throw that out there.
In the meantime, Australia has now banned free speech.
Oh, yes.
Australians could face up to 15 years imprisonment for comments deemed offensive by the government, the combating anti-Semitism.
Ah, there we go.
Hate and extremism bill introduced last month establishes federal offenses for publicly promoting or inciting hatred, speech, or writing, or other forms of public gestures. But remember, they had to take their guns away first.
Yep.
Unintended consequences come down to the losing voters, but for citizens, their freedom is at risk at every turn. The Old Testament example is quite interesting, and that would chalk up Judaism and Christianity to hate speech for questioning the LGBTQ community. How about that?
Problem, action, solution. Bring in the Arabs. Bring in the Jews into Australia. The Jews hate the Arabs. The Arabs hate the Jews. Have them shoot each other. Now suddenly all the Australians lose their free speech. Make it make sense. Please, make it make sense. Australia is a wild country.
In fact, the Australian legislators believe that no victim is required. Prosecutors do not need to prove that anyone was harmed or felt intimidated. Context will be considered over intent. The government will now have full range to claim that any reasonable person of a certain group would feel intimidated or harassed by direct or indirect comments.
Unbelievable. No victim is needed.
Here it said, the conduct would, in all circumstances, cause a reasonable person who is a target, as a member of a target group, to be intimidated, to feel in harassment. Example here. Inciting anti-Semitic hatred against Jews in a public place where a reasonable number of Jewish community could be intimidated or fear violence.
Could be. Could be.
Imprisonment 5 years.
Could be. Could be.
This morning I was on with John Moore, and I was talking about history, World War I, World War II. I was talking about the Frankfurt School. I went into detail on what happened with Brandeis on the Supreme Court under Wilson, getting us into World War I. I started talking about how Germany was forced to pay the basically Versailles Treaty for trillions of dollars in today's money for doing World War I. They didn't start World War I, started through Austria. I was giving details of what happened in the Cologne with the raping of those German women by the Muslims that had come in from Africa and what Gaddafi had said. And we had a phone call. It was a man from Germany. And he was audibly choked up. Couldn't see him, but you could tell he was like, I thought he was like teared up. And he goes, I can't believe you've got, I'm paraphrasing. I can't believe you have Dr. Brower on. He goes, he's telling the truth. He's telling you what happened.
He's
with
in Germany?
He's in Germany. Yeah. You know, and then he says, thank you so much for telling the truth about history and what happened here. And thank you for talking about Cologne. And he was German. And, you know, I told him I had a German girlfriend and, you know, things were going great. And he basically, you know, it touched me because I thought to myself, you know, this is crazy that we're in a situation.
This is our family over there.
Yeah. I mean, well, I'm pretty much all my relatives over there still, but they're all checking out on me now because they've gotten so old. But the sad part about it is that, you know, when you cover up the truth long enough and you give them a perpetually depressed bread loaf to press the entire next generations coming up, it's horrible what they do, what they've done to the German people. And he was visibly touched that I was talking openly about it. And the sad part about it is that if you make the entire world anti-Semitic and you make the entire world subject to the whims and the wishes of the Israelis, and you make the entire world going to prison because if they say something to a Jew that offends them, then what happens is, who's ruling you?
There you go. Or could offend you. If it could offend a group of Jews,
if he's going to get 5 years in prison, up to 15.
Because you do something that could offend somebody.
There was a German guy, I forgot his name, in Canada, and he was talking about the Holocaust and a bunch of other stuff, and he was giving other different facts that were opposite of what the German people were talking about as far as, you know, history. And they came and extradited him and hauled him off and put him in Germany. He's still in prison. And then the sad part about it is that, you know, all he was doing was questioning how many people died in the Holocaust and how they were killed. But here's the thing. I wasn't there. And by the way, neither were you. And so we're reading history comments about what happened. And I like what Fuentes said. I don't know if it's 6 million or 10 million or 20 million or 50 million. Who knows? Stalin killed up to 50 million. Who knows how many people died?
Last time, honestly, my last numbers, it was 150 billion people died. Billion. They haven't existed yet. No.
If we can make up numbers,
we'll come up arbitrary numbers. Yeah. Well, no, it's stupid sometimes. But things that aren't stupid, it's your health. You need to take responsibility for it.
Oh, what one?
You guys, but hey, you guys want to know? It was funny after the show. Ultimate Multiple shot up like a bottle rocket.
It did.
It shot up. Yeah, I told you by 3 o'clock if they tied, I was going to put both of them on sale. It did not tie Ultimate Multiple on sale, so I did an even bigger sale on Ultimate Multiple. But it was funny after the show, it jumped up like 8-9 votes. And so I said, Ultimate Multiple,
wow,
Flat Iron,
15% off. That's a
off.
Big
back
sale.
In the 20s again. So yeah, that's way, way below as far as what it used to be. And as far as 34.99 is regular price on, it's on sale for 15%
off. Finest, highest quality multiple vitamin in the world.
The thing about this one is, it's the best introductory base supplement to be on. Whether you want to do Ultimate Multiple Chewable, Ultimate Multiple Capsules, Ultimate Multiple Powder, they're all the same. There's different doses on them. The powder, though, is a little bit stronger because you can do more. But the capsules are the best budget option because they're easy to take. Take 2 capsules, 4 capsules.
They're in a cellulose gel cap. They dissolve it.
For people that just want to make it, you know, set it, forget it, take some Ultimate Multiple, and you're done for the day. This is the product. And be sure to vote for next week since we put the new voting up on there. I've got a bunch of new products we threw up. Not new products, but regular ones.
By the way, this law in Australia will also further prevent the public from accessing firearms.
Oh, I'm sure. Of course
They've already been disarmed.
They've been disarmed already.
Intelligence agents will have the ability to reconsider gun licenses, and the terrorists at Bondi Beach had hated in their minds with the guns in their hands. The law will deal with them both, and we need to deal with them both, the prime minister said. Courts will look at 3 items to identify criminal hate speech, public incitement and superiority claims, and serious vilification. Let me say something to you about this. This is so stupid. We're all creating God's image. I mean, even were our granddaddy, grandma,
The little mainstream country doesn't believe that, though. They believe they're superior to everybody. Let's clarify that. We're all made in God's image. They don't believe that. Well, they believe
we're animals. And the sad part about it is that, you know, we're all created in the image of God Almighty.
That's exactly right.
And to say that you're superior to somebody because of a bloodline or whatever is nonsense. It really is nonsense. Now, you may have different experiences. You may be in different parts of the world, and your skin color may be different because of different exposure.
You may have different skill sets.
And different
some people are faster runners. Some people are stronger on pull-ups. Everybody's got different skill sets, but saying that you're superior, which they say all the time, they believe truly they're superior. They think they're better than everybody.
Well, you know, 20 years ago, you know, where I'm working out with Van Green, my NFL workout partner. And, you know, I asked him, I said, how many pull-ups could you do? Now, remember, Van's, you know, 50 years old at the time. And he says, I don't know. We don't do pull-ups. So he jumps on the pull-up bar, and we hadn't done pull-ups at all ever in the years we had worked out. And he does 27 pull-ups perfect form up and down. And I looked at him, and I said, Van, I said, I have to admit something. I said, genetically, physically, you're superior to me. Now, a lot of you look at me like you're dropping your camera, and you're saying, what did you say? I said, and I'm not saying mentally or you know, or IQ-wise or anything else like that, but I mean, I can't do 27 pull-ups. I said, you are a former NFL athlete. You're one of the top athletes in the world. Now, Jimmy the Greek said, and got himself fired, that the blacks have been bred for being athletes for 400 years and to be able to work in the fields in the southern plantations. And that's why there were so many blacks that had dominated the NFL and other types of professional sports. And he's probably right about that. And he got himself fired over that. But the reality is that we all have specialized skill sets. Austin just said that. Some people do more pull-ups. Some people can run faster. Some people can do everything, right? They can run. They can do pull-ups. When you go in the military, you got unlike when you run to the Marine Corps, I think you've got to run
20 pull-ups, 21 miles on 21 minutes on 3 mile.
Yeah, 21 minutes, 7 miles. Yeah,
that's just the quality to get in those. Yes.
Yeah, and so you got to be able to do all that. So you know you got to be a specialized specimen in order to do that. With the SEALs, when you get into that, you got to
be a level.
Yeah, and you got to be smart.
Yeah,
and you know the SEALs officers, almost all of them have genius IQs. I mean, they're brilliant people, and they're in great shape. So you become a genetic anomaly. You become an outlier on the bell curve. Does that mean you're better than somebody physically? Yeah, actually it does. Does that mean you're better than somebody maybe IQ-wise and smart-wise? Yeah, maybe it does. But does that mean you got common sense? A lot of people that are real smart have no common sense.
I got to play a video here. It's really irritating video. I'm going to play it just so everybody understands.
So everybody can be irritated first thing in the morning?
No, I want everybody to hear this. This is not AI. It's not doctors.
Is it Ben Shapiro again?
No, it's Dr. Phil with Netanyahu.
Dr. Phil with Netanyahu.
He's in an interview with him. And Netanyahu comes out and he says, you know, the 2,000 Jewish lives on October 7th, they're equivalent to at least 40,000 American lives. Every time a Jewish person basically is killed, it's equivalent to like 1,000 American lives.
No, he didn't say that.
Hold my protein shake, please. Stand by. I was shocked. This is not AI, by the way.
I don't drink beer. I don't drink alcohol. But I'd be like, hold my beer on this one, guys. This is unbelievable. Yeah, well,
in fact, what happened on October 7th when over 1,000 people were massacred?
That's a lie.
In one fell swoop. That's equivalent to about 40,000 Americans massacred. You can imagine what would happen. You know what happened when that happened to you, okay?
Absolutely.
Well, it happened in Pearl Harbor. You had 2,000 Americans killed. You went to World War II, and you knocked out Japan and Germany. It happened again in 9/11. You had almost 3,000 Americans butchered in New York. You went into Iraq and to Afghanistan, and you dealt with it. So Israel obviously received a blow that is 40 times bigger than that. Okay, and we defended ourselves in the Seven Front War, but understand that in the Holocaust, October 7th, Pearl Harbor, 9/11, happened every day for 5 years, 5,000, you know, just like 5,000, October 7th, 5,000, September 11th.
Flat. He doubles down on it. It's like 40 times because we had 1,000 people die. It's like 40,000 Americans.
What he What he might be doing, he doesn't clarify this, maybe considering the fact that the population of the United States is that much bigger than Israel. It doesn't matter. That's exactly what he said.
No, he's saying it in the context I believe he's saying it in.
Yeah.
It's just more. It doesn't matter, because the thing about it is, X amount of people die, X amount of people die. They don't believe that, though. It's 40 times greater because they're worth more.
Well, their Babylonian Talmud says, in the end, that they get 2,500 Gentile slaves each.
Correct.
And then, wait a minute. Did they really say that? Yeah, they really said that. And, and so the problem we have with all of this stuff is, when you think you're genetically superior to somebody else, you're going to decide that if you have 1,000, and first of all, I don't believe 1,000 people died, number one. And why did Dr. Phil ask Benjamin Netanyahu this? Why was the Iron Dome turned off?
Why was the IDF given a stand down order? Charlie Kirk asked that multiple times, and then he died.
Yeah.
Shortly thereafter.
But this is the propaganda. I told you, I know Benton.
And they always have to go Holocaust every time.
I guess, as we talk about the 5,000 a day or whatever for 5 years or whatever.
Whatever.
But the crazy part about all of this stuff is, I know him. I had lunch with him. And a slimier person you've never met. And the problem you have with him is that he doesn't. He's like Mossad. He's a trained liar.
That's exactly right.
And, that's what I told my buddy who was saying all the stuff about, what happened, in Venezuela. And I said, who told you that? He says, Mossad told me. And I said, Mike, they're trained liars. It's all by subterfuge. I mean, it's always slimy stuff under the covers that you don't see, that you get disgusted by, that you can't prove or can't verify. But this is the lies they give us. And, of course, our CIA is just as bad. I mean, the CIA controls media. That's what I told my buddy this morning. I said, when he saw him, I had the guy was seriously injured by this car. I said, no, he wasn't. I said, that's more CIA lies, because they control the media. I said, they've got to justify all of this stuff. They're ramping this up now with talking about deploying federal troops in Minneapolis. Now, let me explain something to you. These troops aren't there to promote peace. They're there to quell the disruption. They're there to stop it, just like they did with the gangs of New York when they started shelling the city. Now, I will say one thing in the movie, and it depicted it very well. The gangs were fighting. They're about to have a big gang standoff, and all of a sudden, artillery starts falling all around them. And that calmed it all down as far as the gangs.
Stop that. Everybody's like, whoa.
Whoa, man, they're killing all of us. They don't care who. And see, that's the power of the United States military, especially if it's unleashed on civilians. They're coming in with bayonets back then, and they're just open fire on the crowd. And they're like, what the heck? And they're killing them indiscriminately. And the commander says, no quarter will be given. In other words, these people are doing this, kill them all. They are basically the enemy now.
Speaking of Mossad lies.
Which, same thing, by the way, Lincoln had, Sherman do on his march to the sea.
Sure.
In case you guys like Abe Lincoln, I can't stand Abraham Lincoln.
More Mossad lies now. They're saying that Iran killed 12,000 people this week in protest.
No, it wasn't 12,000. It was 120 million.
Well, that's what I heard, too. It's pushing 400 million now.
No.
There's the entire population of that entire region.
I hear the billion population of the planet was destroyed in Iran last week, and there's nobody there anymore.
Yeah, well, it's actually a nuclear wasteland. That entire area doesn't exist. It's a glass park.
Gone. So it looks like Gaza now.
Uh-huh.
Okay, there you go. Well, if we're going to promote this crap, let's promote it all the way. Remember when COVID hit?
Listen, 12,000 killed Iran crackdown over the internet is blacked out. Really?
You could
really?
When COVID hit, people were dying from COVID, supposedly, from the disease, which they were. You could put any number in. 675,000 people died of COVID this week.
Yep.
But then pop up. 200 people died. Pop up. 400,000 died. Pop up. It was whatever they wanted you to say, the AI would basically multiply it and give you links to it. I mean, you think, show them that, Austin. See if it still does that. Pull that up.
I'll pull it up real quick.
275 COVID deaths. Just but you see what it says.
Yeah.
And no matter what number you put in, it would verify it, because it wanted to promote the lie. Now, but don't get me wrong. COVID was a really true, real disease. It was a bioweapon. But the real bioweapon was the shot.
Yep.
Did any of it come up? Is it still coming up, or has it been too long now?
No, a bunch is coming up, but they're scrubbing it down now. They're pushing it down. You can pull them up here. There's another thing, too, tying off to that, though. The Allied casualties on D-Day was barely even 10,000. And it was a bloodshed with Allies. I mean, it's just violent, violent war. You're saying that suddenly Iran killed 12,000 protesters over the night because they deemed it so? Oh, but that's right. Israel and Trump just came out and said we have to do intervention with Iran now. Well, no, we got to do it to promote democracy.
No, let's stop for 1 second. Let's just stop. Okay, Iran, the sandbox. Why do we care who they kill if it's their own citizens over there?
Well, that's what I said. Why don't you flip it on Gaza and Israel now if we're doing that?
Yeah. I mean,
that's what I mean. Why is it suddenly that's our focus where you've had over 100,000 plus casualties of civilians in Gaza, if not more?
But that's okay.
But that's fine.
Because Israel's our greatest ally.
But Iran wants to kill each other, allegedly. And now we got to intervene.
Well, I mean, if the Muslims want to kill Muslims, I mean, that's their call, man. Whatever they want to do, it's their country. But, you know, I think it's kind of stupid, to be honest with you. But the reality is that...
Why is that our problem? That's a you problem. That's not a us problem.
Yeah, that's a you problem. Why do we want to send our troops back into the sandbox over there so more of our troops come back with PTSD after killing so many Muslims? We got a bunch of people really messed up in this country because of what happened over in Iran and Iraq. I mean, not Iran, but Iraq and in Kuwait. I mean, I have friends of mine that were there. And they are screwed up in the head. Austin, you have them too. They ain't ever right. They got them on so many medications now, they don't even know where they are half the time. And they got that glassy look in their eyes all the time because they couldn't cope with what they saw. Well, they're going into houses and throwing in frag grenades and killing children. I mean, what the heck? I mean, if they want to go, and first of all, I don't believe for 1 second 12,000 people got killed.
No, not even close.
I believe this is just more lies. The babies got thrown out of the incubators.
There you go. No. Hamas was going in decapitating infants.
No, Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction. Does anybody not remember this crap? And all they do is lie and lie. And then they find there are no weapons. They have him prisoner. And they go ahead and turn him over to who probably turned him over to Mossad. And they hanged him. And you think, well, they shouldn't have done that. Well, I agree with you. They shouldn't have done that. They should have at least put him in jail. But again, he was a country independent of all other countries. He was the president, but we decided to go in there and take him out, and then he gets hung. I mean, what's going to happen to Maduro? But Maduro was smart. I personally believe he gave up. I personally believe he surrendered to the authorities. I really do.
I think he negotiated a deal.
I think so, too. He probably turned over his gold holdings.
Well, when they brought him up on federal U.S. charges for possession of machine gun and destructive devices, I was like, good luck getting a conviction on that one. You're the president of Venezuela, and you're being charged in the United States for possession of machine guns. What? That doesn't even make sense.
It's like the Department of Family Services charging somebody with being mean to one of their kids when they don't even live in the United States anymore.
Right.
And you're like, you don't have any authority in that other country if somebody spanked a child.
That'd be like CPS charging somebody in Germany for child abuse.
What?
Yeah.
Let Germany handle that.
Anyways, back to what you're saying here. Yeah, Google. Here, 1,213 COVID deaths.
And so you put it 1,000.
Fair enough. I put it at the top. Florida reports 1,213 more COVID deaths. You can do this like any number. They've cleaned up a lot of it, though. Mm-hmm. I just come up with random numbers. I used to do this all the
time. 1,360.
Boom. Yeah, Brazil reported 1,316 new coronavirus deaths January 21st.
See what they're doing? It's all AI.
And you type in a number. You just type in a number. I mean, that was just random, 1,316. You do with anything.
And then they show fake cemeteries, all AI generated, with a person digging a cemetery.
Which, by the way, to my knowledge, a lot of these photos they constantly do, they were pulling photos out of Sierra Leone when people were dying from the Ebola thing affected them, went down there. But no, that whole thing with COVID, again, was a lot of theater. Now, were a lot of people dying during COVID? Yes. I knew a lot of people that did die, and it wasn't just COVID. It was remdesivir. And that's been well documented with numerous doctors now. The remdesivir was
your mom was coughing up blood. Remember that? She got so sick from this stuff. She started because she didn't get to her ivermectin fast enough. She started coughing up blood. She got really, really sick from this. And, you know, the sad part about it is that people come back and say, oh, it wasn't a real virus. It was a real virus.
The virus that they put together, that mutated flu that they first gave to everybody, was not the bioweapon. That was a mutated flu. The bioweapon was the vaccine, and the secondary killer was remdesivir, an antiviral intravenous drug that was never even approved for human usage, got pulled off clinical trials in 2016. And African clinical trials because so many people started dying and going into organ failure after 5 days on remdesivir. Got pulled off the market. Suddenly it goes from being pulled off the market to be the standard care in every hospital in the United States.
They're shipping it in by pallets.
I had customers sending me photos that weren't even supposed to get leaked. I mean, photos, direct photos of pallets of remdesivir in the bottom of hospital warehouse storage areas. Pallets. Pallet, pallet, pallet. They're sending me dollar bill of lading numbers. I could never release their information. They get in trouble for that. Bill of lading numbers, remdesivir. I mean, full documented sheet, invoices. Invoices for remdesivir. Saw them myself. What in the world? And we're supposed to just pretend that didn't happen? Don't talk about that? Oh, Minneapolis is having a problem. More trainings are running around. Focus on what they want you to focus on. That's what they tell you.
And, you know, speaking about stuff they don't want you to focus on, they're trying to bring out now because of what happened in Venezuela. Hegseth and Musk now vow to unleash tech innovation at the Pentagon and make Star Trek real.
If it's not already real.
Oh, it's very real. Yeah. They're 500 years ahead because of Roswell. And, you know, and so people don't realize that. It's just that thing with Roswell, when the fallen angels basically got intercepted in their spaceship from the pre-Adamic race rebellion. Yeah, I just said that. You can listen to the whole thing on Angel Wars. It basically unleashed a huge amount of technology, including lasers, including night vision goggles, including microchips and circuitry and all that into the human population. That's why we've come so far since 1947 to now in such a short period of time as far as technological innovation. And I still think that we're 500 years ahead of where they want us to think we are right now.
Yeah, I agree with you on that.
But now we have Star Trek. And, you know, Kurzweil said that too. He said that basically, he said we're going to be traveling at the speed of thought. Well, that's scalar energy, by the way. And he was saying that if you've seen it in Hollywood, we can do it.
Oh, yeah.
And that was 20 years ago.
You know, I watched a movie the other night called The Island.
Oh, crazy movie.
The clone movie. Mm-hmm. And these people, they're clones. They don't know they're clones. They're basically in this underground substation, this old nuclear facility. And they're being cloned for these rich Hollywood people that basically need to have new organs. Their livers are going out. Their kidneys are going out. So they pay money to have themselves cloned and then have their organs harvested later on. And it's a crazy movie. That movie was like 2004, 2006. Mm-hmm. It's an older movie. And I thought about it afterwards. I'm like, if they already have it in films. Same thing. Think about it. How they just randomly come up with Cyberdyne was the rogue AI that was that took over and launched missiles at the United States, basically trying to kill civilian population with Cyberdyne. Mm-hmm. That was a random thought in the 80s. Somebody just randomly thought up that. No. James Cameron said, you know what? We're going to have AI. It's going to take everything over with robotics.
Look at the latest James Bond movie when they had specific bioweapons for specific genomes for specific groups of people that would only kill those people, and they released them.
Yep.
I mean, it's unbelievable what they can do. And they have that technology. That technology is available, by the way. Yep. And, you know, it's scary when you think about it. But then again, they don't want us to have access to any of this. They have energy systems that can basically power up a Tesla and never plug it in.
Oh, yeah.
Through the ionosphere because of the electromagnetic energy that's here. They could house it.
We got technology for hydrogen engines that run off water.
They had Edison batteries that were nickel batteries over 100 years ago that still functioned fine. 100 years ago, you could have put those in the cars and have them charged from the, quote, ether, from the air, and maintain complete, you know, electric vehicles forever without having to recharge batteries.
So I got to cover this real quick. This is important. This is from the Florida Health Institute. They have now come out and said 16 out of the 24 common use infant formulas contain heavy metals beyond permissible limits. Wow. My friends, make sure if you got kids or your family's got kids, make sure if they're not breastfeeding, they're getting good quality formula. There's only a few of them in the world that I would recommend. There's one out of Europe. It's a good base. There's another one, I think, out of Germany, ironically, that I think is a goat milk base. If you don't want to use those, you can try to make a goat milk formula. We posted before on the site, but very careful because most of these formulas are complete trash. The first ingredient on them is corn syrup solids. Corn syrup solids. And you feed it to an infant, and it's got a bunch of other crap in it. It's garbage. Now they're saying that 16 out of the 24 contains heavy metals beyond permissible limits. Think about that for a second. How in the world are these even getting past batch testing? I mean, I know all the supplements we have. The purple sticks. I mean, the magnesium brain food. I mean, all this stuff we have, creatine. Everything I get, I end up getting third-party assay testing on it. I get heavy metal testing on it. You know what I mean? I put this stuff together because I'm going to put it in my body. You got formula now from brand-name companies that's got more heavy metals that's beyond even permissible limits? Think that's an accident? I don't. I don't think any of it's an accident. The problem is now all this stuff's becoming more and more mainstream topical knowledge than most people. I had a friend of mine I haven't seen in years the other day. Years. construction world. I haven't seen him in years. And he said, you know what? He goes, it's funny, you and your dad for years were talking about parasites. Parasites causing all these issues. And he goes, I'm starting to realize you guys are right about everything. Parasites are being linked to all these problems. And I'm like, yeah. And he's talking about ham and pork. And now everybody's talking about how you can get all these parasites from it. I'm like, dude, this isn't new. We've done this for a while.
Bible told us.
I mean, deli ham's now listed as type 1 carcinogen. Talked about it the other day.
But World Health Organization said number one cause of cancer globally is pork.
Deli ham now is in the same category as carcinogenic rate as tobacco cigarettes. Deli ham.
Sodium nitrite.
Yeah.
You know, that the first thing on my top 10 list that I spoke to millions of people about 30 years ago were high-fat lunch meats, bacon, sausage, ham, pepperoni, hot dogs, not only parasites, but sodium nitrite. And for some reason, it's finally gotten traction, Austin, I think because of Kennedy
being
there.
That's exactly right, because there's so many people now that are talking about this stuff, and it's getting out there, and it says, yeah, right here, deli ham is classified as a group 1 carcinogen known to cause cancer. It's highlighted. I mean, you can't even make this stuff up. Overall, yes, deli ham is classified as a group 1 carcinogen known to cause cancer, meaning the evidence is linking consumption to a risk of cancer, particularly colorectal cancer. Smoking is a group 1 carcinogen as well. They said it's not as bad as smoking, but processed meats like ham, bacon, hot dogs are the same category as tobacco. And you got to think it's crazy. And people go let their kids at 2, 3, 4, 5 years old choke down hot dogs and choke down deli ham sandwiches all day. Then they wonder why leukemia is becoming a serious problem. They wonder why we're running the sickest country in the entire world. It's not hard to figure out. 1 + 1 = 2. The math's there.
The Bible says in the Old Testament that if you eat this stuff, if you don't follow what he's telling you to do, you're going to have these wasting diseases, long and lingering illnesses. Basically, cancer is going to come upon you and you're going to die. And then he says, if you do this, you're going to die. If you don't do this, you're going to live. You can now choose life or death. You pick. But I tell you right now, you need to choose life. He even gives them the answer because they're too stupid to listen. And, you know, and the same thing happens in the United States, doesn't it? You tell people over and over and over again that certain foods cause cancer, but they eat them. You tell them that red dye has been linked to cancer, and they continue to eat it and give it to their kids. You tell them that red dye causes hyperactivity, they eat it and give it to their kids. You tell them that certain compounds, certain drugs like statin drugs are going to cause skeletal muscle necrosis, and you're going to have kidney failure, and you're going to end up dying, or you're going to go on dialysis, yet they use the statin drugs rather than change their diet. Over and over and over again, the population of this country does not listen. Now, globally, it's the same thing, but it's worse in our country. And the reason for that is we have so many people now with learning disabilities because of the vaccines they've been injected with for the past 40 years that their brains simply don't work. Some people have no fluid reasoning skills. You drop. I was talking yesterday to my son, my grandson, and we were talking about dropping dominoes, making decisions. And how basically when we make decisions that it affects us for the rest of the life. And I use this analogy for him. I said, you know, if you make a mistake and you do something silly, like you jump off a 10-story building, which you should never do because you're going to find yourself dead in 4 seconds. I said, the problem is for about 4 seconds, you're going to be flying. But then you're going to realize real quickly that there ain't no fixing this. You've already stepped off this building. And unless somebody's got a big net for you at the bottom, unless somebody has a rope tied to you, unless somebody tries to catch you, you're done. And I said, consequences are like dominoes. They drop and you have a cascade. And I said, and that cascade is what determines your future. You may not see it, but that's down the road. If the final domino drops and it sets off a bomb and you're near it, you're going to die. And if you have the impact of the falling 10 stories, you're going to die. And I said to him, I was talking to him. I told him, I said, ask yourself 3 questions. I said, say, what am I doing? What's it doing to me? And that, is that okay? And about that time, Lanoff's wife calls and says, you know, where's Hunter? He's got to be here taking a nap. And I said, I looked at Hunter. I said, here's a perfect example. What are we doing? We're talking. Number 2, you're supposed to be taking a nap. Your mom told you. Number 3, is that okay? What's that doing to me? No, it's not okay. Go home. Take your nap. That'll work at every analogy, doesn't it, Austin? What am I doing? What's it doing to me? And is that okay?
It's a great analogy, and it can be put into almost every single context.
And Jim Rohn is the one who taught us that. That wasn't something that I came up with. That was Jim Rohn. He said those 3 things. It'll determine your future for you. Every time if you're about to go out with your friends and do drugs, what am I doing? I'm doing something illegally. What's it doing to me? It's probably going to cook my brain. Is that okay? No, it's not okay. Stop it. Learn to make decisions based upon consequences rather than decisions brought to you because of momentary pleasures. you all of a sudden you go, well, I'm married and blah, 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 but I think this girl looks hot. Well, you need to think about maybe your wife looks hot. Maybe you need to turn around and go home. Maybe not put yourself in that predicament again. Or you're an alcoholic and you're a reformed alcoholic and you've been with AA and you haven't drunk for 5 years and suddenly everybody wants you to go to a party to go get drunk or to go be around them while they drink alcohol. Maybe the answer should be, no, I'm reformed alcoholic. I don't drink. I've already got 2 DUIs. I'm wearing an ankle monitor right now. Maybe I don't need to go to a party where people are drinking. I've seen all that crap,
you know,
guys.
I was talking to Harrison the other day. He was dealing with a case up there. He was talking about this guy who was on his fourth DUI. Fourth. You know, I laughed and I said, you know, at some point in time, at what point do people learn? And he goes, some people don't, Austin. Some people, that's just their life. That's just what they do. They just do the same thing over and over again and they get the same results. And I said, well, that's the definition of insanity. He goes, well, you nailed it on the head. It's just some people. And so again, you gotta look at stuff. If you're going, you know, I like eating my ham sandwiches 3 times a day on my Wonder White bread. You can do that. You can get 4 DUIs. You can do anything you want to do, good or bad. It's called freedom of will. Pesky little thing sometimes. It gives people a lot of trouble. But understand that there's consequences to it. You know, now another topic came up. Federal courts consolidating 70-plus lawsuits alleging Ozempic and Wegovy are directly causing vision loss.
You go blind.
I mean, the side effects from this tough.
Well, Viagra does the same thing. It makes you go blind, too. Viagra makes you go blind and deaf.
And Viagra is an easy one to fix. Right? Yeah. HGH stimulant,
oh,
Testo
yeah.
Plus.
Yeah, no.
And the thing that's frustrating to me is because I've talked to a few people that have used these GLP-1s, and these Wegovy and Ozempic. And the problem is most of them were never told any.
No, they don't.
Of the side effects. No. They go to the doctor's office. Doctor's, hey, I got this new it's like a miracle drug. And you go, oh, I'm in for my checkup. They go, dude, you just take a shot a couple times a week. You're going to drop body fat. Well, I'm like 100 pounds overweight. I'm really frustrated with my weight. I can't get my diet under control. Don't worry about your diet. Take the shot. You'll drop weight. And they start taking it. And they start dropping weight rapidly. And then the side effects start to occur later on. The vision loss, the thyroid cancer, all the stuff with the pancreatitis. Why didn't you tell me this? We didn't ask. And Ford can sense a big deal with drugs, with pharmaceuticals. And for some odd reason, this country has the worst informed consent policy we've ever witnessed.
Well, because the AMA controls so much of Congress because of contributions.
There you go.
And again, it goes right back. And don't get mad at me on this, but it's a doggone truth. The Sabbatean, Kabbalist, Luciferian, Synagogue of Satan controls all of this. Never forget that.
Then, like I talked up yesterday, and it's even escalating now, with the American Academy of Pediatrics. Now, 5 other medical groups are asking the court to block the new vaccine schedule. Why aren't they saying, you know, we don't agree with this because we're compromised by Big Pharma, but let's see some numbers on this. Let's actually do some research. We're scientists.
The money, bud.
We're scientists, right? We believe in science. Let's look at the science. Everything we've been doing is making everything worse. Like he said, the dominoes. You keep dropping dominoes. The dominoes keep going. At what point do you try to go, man, that domino goes out 5 miles to the horizon. At some point, should I get in front of that domino and put a stick in front of it and stop it from dropping other dominoes? Maybe. Should I do that? Should we try it? Possibly. Just stop the dominoes for a second. Let's stop the dominoes, put a pause on 76 vaccines for children, and say, why don't we see what happens with the autism rate over the next 5 years? Let's do some research.
You know, I used to say, give me this camera, Rich. I used to say, you know, these people are just misinformed. That's crap.
Maybe the general population.
No, this is what they were trained to believe.
Yeah.
And this is how they make their money. And so this is what they want to do to get their Blue Cross subsidies up to $500,000
there
a year.
You go.
In their doggone pediatric practices. And they're going, wait a minute, we're going to lose $500,000 a year now if we do this.
Blue Cross bonuses.
And so they're calling up their boys and girls at their lobbyists and AIPAC, and they're saying, hey, you control the AMA. You control this. You control that. Stop this. We want to give these kids these injections because we make more money. Why don't you think about the consequences to the families? But you don't care about that, do you? If you did, you wouldn't have done it. If I was a pediatrician, I injected half a dozen people, and they ended up becoming autistic a week after I gave them the shot at 18 months, I would stop it. I would say, you know what? Something's wrong here.
Got to do more research on this.
You know, something's wrong here. Let's stagger this. Let's not use multivial shots. Okay, as a scientist, I'm saying this is not okay, and I'm not going to do it. I don't care about these stupid subsidies. If the parent comes in and they don't want to do the vaccine schedule the way it's laid out, I'm not going to force it.
That's their choice. As a parent.
But what do? They say, don't come to my practice again. I'm kicking you out.
Do you understand the level of arrogance where you have a parent, their child, this is your child, especially as a mom, she birthed this child, and you come to the doctor's office, you say, I've got some concerns about this. Give my child seven different vaccines at one time. He couldn't possibly get exposed to these different viruses, seven, all of them at one time. How's he getting exposed to hepatitis and measles and mumps and rubella and tetanus and diphtheria? And the list goes on. How's he getting exposed to all these at one time? The doctor goes, get out, peasants. I will not see you. I do not care about your child. I don't care about you. You will never be allowed back in here again because you do not agree with what I tell you. Well, I just asked a question. I'm just curious. I want to learn. No, get out. Personally had it happen to my family. Get out. We will not see you again. We are denying you service.
There's a movie that came out.
Wow.
A movie came out years ago. It's called The House of God.
And yeah, I remember that. I never watched that.
Oh, my gosh. And it was hospital stuff about how doctors are God.
Yeah.
Okay? And how they determine life and death. And the crazy part, I remember Bill Deagle told me one time, he had a friend of his when he was a medical doctor. He used to chalk up on the radiator how many people he was able to kill. You think, oh, he would have said that. I mean, that was a conversation with him. Now, whether that's true, I don't know, but I heard it from him. Because he would, every time he'd turn off life support, he'd chalk up another one. Some of these guys get so unbelievably caught up in who they are, they think they're God. Dr. Mendelsohn wrote a book on it called Confessions of a Medical Heretic. And he looked at the medical profession as a hierarchy of priests and how it's basically laid out to all of us. He says they have their clergy gown, their white robe. They have their crucifix, which is their stethoscope, and they walk around, thus saith the doctor, thou shalt die from this disease. And you're like, well, you're not God.
They come in with a big tablet, like it's the Ten Commandments. We've determined now, we've looked at your results on here.
We see your charts.
We've looked at your charts. We've determined now you're going to be dead in a week. If you don't go on all these medications, we just put a prescription for you. They'll be ready at Publix in 30 minutes. There'll only be $200 copay.
I had a friend of mine the other day came to the house. You know him. A couple doors down, he has cancer. And he has a little apartment behind his house. He goes, well, I'm renting an apartment now. I'm renting it out to somebody who can help take care of me while I die. Gosh. He said, doctor told me to get ready to die. And I looked at him and I said, why are you going to sign for that crap? I said, I don't believe that junk. I said, why are you getting ready to die because somebody told you you're getting
exactly
ready
right.
to die?
If you feel the need that you just need to prepare for that on your own, you've had conversations with God Almighty in your own accord, do whatever you feel like you need to do to be prepared for the afterlife. But don't sit there and listen to some ding-dong because he comes in and goes, oh, my gosh, I've determined it now. I've deemed it so. You're going to die in a week. Unless you're going on these medications right now. That's the part. They always have a caveat.
Well, no. They've got them on experimental cancer drugs.
There you go. I knew it. I told you.
Yeah.
They always do. You're going to die in a week. But there's always a but. You don't have to die in a week. You can try experimental drugs. It's going to be $100,000 a month. Insurance isn't going to cover it. Let me know what you want to do if you want to die or not. But I don't want to die. Here, sign the paper. We'll start jumping around.
We're putting a mortgage on your house.
Sign it. Sign everything over. We'll take everything. It's fine. We'll do it right now. And I personally watched stuff like that happen.
Well, it's happening with the neighbor
right now.
This happened this weekend. He came over. I knocked on my door.
But now, five, and he looks great. Yeah. It's funny. Five other medical groups, they have now filed a preliminary injunction to vacate the changes made to the child immunization shot schedule. They said, we're doing this because it's essential to prevent future harm to children and protect evidence-based recommendations.
No, it's not. There's no evidence.
Evidence-based recommendations? Please show me at one point in time where they have done clinical trials with seven different injections done into children. There's not one. Not one. Not one that exists. It's not evidence-based at all. I get these customers. They call me and call me and call me. And I love taking care of my customers. I appreciate you guys. I love y'all. And they call me up sometimes. I was in tears. They called you too. They go, I don't know what to do. My six-month-old's non-responsive now. They're non-responsive. They're drooling on themselves. I said, did you get the six-month shot schedule? Yeah, we did. And then we started listening to your show. And I don't know what to do. It's been weeks now. And they're not getting better. And I'm like, God, dude. After you hear it hundreds of times, you go,
Does it have to be this way?
You remember that time we had one of our friends come over. I helped raise the kid, and he had told us he was not going to immunize his child. And then he decided to immunize him and said if it was God's will, his son would have autism. You heard it out of his own mouth. You know, and I went ballistic. I did. I freaked out. I got pissed off. And I don't really get like that. I was kind of like Austin was just a second ago. And I got mad. I got so mad he was in the gym working out with us. I went up to the house. I said, I'm done. And I had to call him back and apologize because I got so mad. And I told him, I said, you know, you're like my son. And I don't want you doing this. And he goes, well, if it's God's will, my son shall have autism. I went to a party a few years later. Kid had autism. Now, that was not God's will. That was his stupidity. Now, that entire family won't vaccinate for anything. They won't do it anymore. Why? But why did it take that? I had sent him over 50 clinical research articles from Green Med Info. You go into that website and type in vaccine articles, and it will give you one after another, up to 300 of them. And I'd given those to him. He said he was not going to vaccinate. But his wife and his mother-in-law and everybody else wanted vaccinations, and he succumbed to it, and now he's raising an autistic child. And I feel so sorry for that kid because he didn't have a chance. The sad part about all of this stuff is this happens millions of times
a year. Yes, it does.
And so Kennedy's trying to stop that.
He's trying to get into a temporary giant. I guess that's what's made. And apologize for my outburst there, slapping on the table. I made his iPad fall. I know. It's a Thursday.
Still works.
Morning. Getting a lot of stuff done. Trying to get the best supplements I can. Got a bunch of POs in for you guys. Got fresh stuff. Oh, the purple stick cans. They're back in production. I went ahead and ordered more.
Oh. I got more. How long we got before they come
out? It'll be a bit. I had to order all new rolls and everything for it.
I'm out of the cans.
I got the purple sticks.
I'm using. No, we got plenty of. We got plenty.
This exact same product. It's a great product. Some people just like the cans though. You guys asked for it. I brought it up to you guys in a small batch. I got more in the way, but it'll probably be about 2 months.
Proof of the energy you get from these is the outburst that Austin gets.
But it makes me so mad when I see these things that are preventable. You know, you get in a car wreck. You hide your plane. It's like, okay, it happened.
Do you finally understand why I got so mad with that kid now?
I've been known.
It's just when you watch somebody stick their head in the noose and pull the trap door with their other hand, you're kind of like, what in the H-E-double-sticks is wrong with you?
When I see this, like, we're protecting evidence-based recommendations.
Total lies.
And I've asked physicians for this before. I said, please show me clinical trials.
Well, Kennedy asked that woman.
Yes, he asked her that.
Where's your evidence-based trial showing that hepatitis is necessary for a day-old baby? Show it to me.
That was Rand Paul. Rand Paul. He said, show me clinical trials where you're giving an infant, a brand-new, newborn-day infant, hepatitis B vaccine, and it's stopping them from contracting.
He finally called her a liar.
None. It doesn't exist. And why do we do it? And he goes, why are we doing a shot to a child that mom doesn't have hep B? Well, she completely subjugates it. Just hold on direction.
She won't even ask them questions.
What are you referencing?
God, I can't stand people like that.
Crazy lady.
Well, no, because you try to give them, you just try to answer. Okay, if you're a Christian, is there enough evidence to convict you in a court of law?
There you go.
If someone asks you about your faith, can you talk about the relationship you have with Jesus Christ? Can you talk about the relationship you have with the Most High God? Can you talk about how often you pray? Can you talk about how often you read your Bible? Can you talk about what Jesus did and what his blood did for us on the cross of Calvary? Can you tell them why you're a Christian? And see, that's the problem. They can't tell you why they're vaccinating.
That's the problem that I have. But they mandate it.
They say
you have to do this to get to school. You have to do this to go here. You have to do this to be part of society. Okay, why? Why?
Show me the evidence.
Show me the evidence. Did they say it's evidence-based science? No, it's not. So, again, my friends, you know, that's why I like reviews. I like personal reviews. I like hearing personal things from people. On the site now, you guys are giving me great reviews on here. And give me real reviews, too. And everybody gets great results in most cases with the product. I also got a 90-day money-back guarantee, but my return rate's, like, non-existent because everybody loves the stuff. And it works. I'm like the ultimate multiple here. I mean, you click all the reviews down. There's already 19 reviews on this product. I got a 4.8 of 5. Not guaranteed for everybody, but most people get great results out of it.
See, well, the reason is they'll never receive the order.
Yeah.
Okay. We need to talk to this guy because obviously this needs to be fixed. Now, whether it happened or not, the way he says it is, I don't know.
We already handled it.
You already handled it?
Yeah. The problem is I can pull the review off on here. I'll probably do that soon because it doesn't have anything related to the actual product. But you got stuff on here where they talk about products kept on, my favorite, multi-effective, powerful. basically the particular way it's delivered in the body. They'll go on super immune support. I can feel you're using it. I've been using this one. All this stuff on it talks about it. Best multi on the market. I'm going to take this multi for many years. Products just about everything necessary for maintaining your health. So if you guys need anything, please reach out to us, healthmasters.com. We're here to help you out the best we can and provide the highest quality supplements. Have a fantastic evening, my friends. Stay strong, stay healthy. We're back on this show tomorrow as always.
Keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus all the days of your life, for he is the author, the finisher, the perfecter of our faith, and we do all things through Jesus. I love you guys. We will talk to you guys tomorrow. I'll continue to pray for you. Please pray for me. And pray for Austin. Love you. Bye.